All right, everybody, get your favorite beverage. Strap yourself in for another Tech Doctor podcast. This is Robert the Tech Doctor, and way out there in California land, hopefully, is Allison Hartley. Allison, are you there?
I am. I'm slightly waterlogged. We're getting some much-needed rain, but my guide dog, I have found, does not like the rain, so it's a bit of a mixed blessing.
I've never heard of rain in California.
Well, they say it never rains in Southern California, but Northern California is a different beast, apparently.
Okay. And I guess you need the rain, huh?
Oh, we sure do. I just wish Gary was a little bit more in tune with it, but he just doesn't like it. He fights me going outside.
Well, that's not right, though. I thought Gary was a Florida dog.
He is a Florida dog, and he likes water, but he doesn't like rain. It's very strange.
One of my dogs didn't mind rain too much, but boy, he hated that bath.
Oh,
did not want to take a bath, and he was a golden retriever.
Oh,
well, dogs are dogs.
Yeah,
that's how it is. Well, I'm glad we have a chance to do another podcast here, and we're getting to do one of our favorite things today, and that's talk with another app developer, a woman that I've had contact with for many years on various lists and through emails and Blind Cool Tech and going way back to original book ports and all that stuff. Her name is Lynn Tatum. And Lynn, welcome to the Tech Doctor podcast. Take a minute and tell us just a bit about yourself, who you are and what you do, if you will.
First of all, let me thank you both for, you know, asking that I do this, and it's wonderful. I listen to the show, I enjoy the show, and it's great to be on the show. So what do I do? Oh gosh, you know, well, first, I think I'm a tech, I want to say a tech junkie, kind of. It's kind of okay that I don't have a ton of money, because if I did, I think my apartment, or our apartment, would be filled with all kinds of Bluetooth speakers and tablets and the, you name it, and computers and all of that. So that's one side of my, and I love assistive technology. I used to train people in using assistive technology and Office. I did that for 20 years. So I trained people in JAWS, WindowEyes. Now I have to qualify because I didn't necessarily train folks in Outlook, but I did do the big three. Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. And that I did for Word, heavily into Word, I should say. I was heavily into Word. And then I decided, well, you know, to kind of flesh out my job a bit more, I said, well, I'll teach myself Excel. And that's what I did. I got many books and the For Dummies series and all of that. And I taught myself self, which I can't say, Excel. And then PowerPoint, I said, well, you know, this will round it out. I'll let me, you know, see what I can do, how I can learn PowerPoint. And every time I learned something, I would teach it. That includes HTML. And that's the hypertext markup language. And I even taught a course or two in that. I even taught a bit of CSS, which was the cascading style sheets, and that kind of thing. And all of that was visual. The HTML was not bad. I was teaching basic things and tables and things like that. But CSS got a little more complicated when you wanted to do, you know, you wanted to make the page pretty and all of that kind of stuff. So along all of my entire life journey has been that I've taught myself something or have been taught something. I used, in the beginning to learn Word, I used, I think it was the Speaking Of series of Krista Earle's.
Mm-hmm.
Krista Earle. And we're very good acquaintances. We see each other now more than ever because, you know, when I'm not thinking about talking about tech, we are tandem riding. In the back air, I have Maria Rios here. She's the M in Malin. And we do a tandem riding together. We don't, let me say, somebody is in the front, a sighted person is in the front, and we are pedaling as stokers in the back. So Krista is also, I don't know. Yeah, she does do, actually. She does do the bike riding with us sometimes.
Excellent.
So I go all the way back with Krista to her Speaking Of series. And I'm happy to say that so many of those commands remain to this day in Word. Yep, things have changed, but, you know, the more things change, the more they stay the same. So that's the tech side, the tandem side. We're in a group called In Tandem. And the other thing we do is we sing, and we've done some cabarets. And I got into the cabaret just because I said, well, I think we can do this.
And what fun.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I thank you. And I literally found one of the premier cabarets in New York. It is called Don't Tell Mama. I found the Triad. I think we did the Triad first, Triad NYC. And that's a lovely large room. We had a great crowd. It was our first one. What an experience. And then we went on to do, I think, five more. So I think we've done about six cabarets. Mostly Maria and I, we've had a band backing us. We have a pianist that we can call, give him some notice, about a few weeks notice, and he will play for us. This year we've done, oh gosh, we have a band that we are in with the Lighthouse Music School. And so my schedule looked something like this, Maria, you know, fill in the blanks. Mm-hmm. We had a show with Jam 59. That's our band from the Lighthouse Music School. We had that, a show in April. I did a fundraiser in May. We did the Lighthouse at the Met in May. We did a closing show for Jam 59 in May as well. And then we had a break. We did a fundraiser. We did a Halloween show. We have a holiday show at an Episcopal church coming up. We decided we will sing separately there. So I think that's our year in music.
Well, you haven't been busy at all. And I have to say, I've heard you guys sing, and you are incredible, really, really good. And that's coming from a fellow singer. So.
Yes. And I don't know where to catch this stuff, but I have heard you, Allison, so many years ago, and you sounded fabulous. Where are the things we can download, or samples or something?
Well, at this point, I'm kind of revamping my website because Jeremy and I are actually forming our own little duo. Once we've gotten that a little bit more together, he's had some health things that have set us back a little bit, but we're kind of coming out of that now. Once we figure all that out, we will be recording some new stuff and putting it up on a new site.
Excellent. It's difficult being a tiny startup with a staff of one.
It really is.
We have a staff of one who wrote, this is not true. It's a staff of three, if you really think about it. When I was saying staff of one, I was thinking because I'm writing the app, I'm trying to do something with the website, but that is, we are not, you know, I'm not alone here, so I don't want to put that out there. I did have Michael DeWeese create the structure of the app and help me a bit with the crazy iTunes Connect. That is a whole other horror right there. And for a blind person.
Let's back up a minute because we haven't actually mentioned yet what the app is.
Yes, you're right.
So one of the reasons that we wanted to have you on the podcast, in addition to learning more about you guys, and honestly, we'll come back in a minute and talk a little bit about you guys being in New York, because I have a romantic fantasy of living in New York. So I'd like to talk about that.
But everything and more.
It's everything and more.
Yes.
All right. Maybe that's all we need to say about it. I don't know. Fabulous. But since you started down the road, tell us, what is this app that you have created, and tell us a little bit about it before we get off that track.
Okay, very good. The app is called ML Word Tips-Quick Keyboard Tips for MS Word. And if I could have stuck four windows in there, I would have. But I don't know. I don't think we had, I don't remember if we had enough space at the end. But that's it. M is for Maria, L is for Lynette. We have a website that's in progress. malinworks.com. That's MalinWorks.com. ML Word Tips is an app that came out of my teaching for so many years, my teaching Word. I thought that people could use or would find helpful an app that taught keystrokes for the basic functions of Word. And that includes editing text, selecting text, saving documents, printing documents, spell checking documents, inserting page numbers, changing font and size, that kind of thing. And the app is beautifully laid out. It starts with an introduction. And that is thanks to, again, our developer, Michael Dois. We talked about the app layout, you know, extensively. I wanted it simple, and it's simply beautiful, really.
I actually have this app, and I guess my impression of it is that it's really kind of like a very sophisticated set of notes on how to use Microsoft Word from the keyboard. Is that the intent?
That is the intent, and perfectly put. Because at the end of my blurbs that I've been sending out to all and others, I do have that these are the portable notes I wish I'd had for learning any application. You can have Braille, you can have large print. What I found with my students is I would give notes upon notes, as I said somewhere, copious notes. Believe it or not, Maria was my student. I provided Braille notes for her. And Maria was one of the rare people, if you'll allow me to talk about you in the third person here, but Maria was one of the rare people who actually would bring her notes, study her notes, and actually execute the function according to her notes.
Yeah. Wow.
This was, you know, so she did very well. It was very impressive. But I thought, wow, why don't I take that or bring it into 2015? And I thought, wow, well, everybody's walking around with a smartphone, most people, rather. I would love to be able to find a developer for the Android platform. I'm not leaving that out. But I thought of iOS because I have, or we have, iOS devices. Although it sounds strange to say, yes, these are Word notes and they're Word for Windows, Word is still one of the main applications that you need to learn out there for school, for work. Let's say you've even taken a course in basic Word use. These can be supplemental notes for you. If you're new to the keyboard, they should be helpful for you. So that's where I was going. And they weren't specifically made for any particular person with disability, you know, blind folks, visually impaired folks. Of course I have my blind folks in mind. I am a blind folk. So, you know, they're my people. But I also wanted anyone who, you know, wanted to learn how to use keystrokes, you know, fully sighted people can pick this up. I don't want to get, you know, medical or anything, but let's say you're unable to use a mouse, you know. You can still use a keyboard.
Well, everyone is pretty much in agreement that if you take the time to learn the shortcuts, that's going to be faster than using the mouse.
Oh, right. Absolutely.
I'm so there. And Maria says definitely. Absolutely. It's a productivity tool. I got a review from someone. They said, oh, it's a good app. But I thought I was going to hear another voice. And that's funny that they said that, because I actually thought of making recordings, you know, where they hear me, but then I thought, oh, but then they're, you know, I'd have to put on headphones and, oh my goodness, you know, so that they didn't hear my jaws or whatever I'm using, or, you know what I mean?
I think the way that you did it is honestly the most efficient way to present the material, because it's in text and you can listen to it with Alex. You can read it on a Braille display.
Yes.
It's very efficient in the way that it's done. And it's also good for someone like me who is a Mac user and only touches the dreaded Windows Microsoft Word when he has to for work. And so, of course, I can't remember any of the commands because I don't want to know them.
That's right.
But this app allows me to easily look something up. And that's where I've found it to be a real benefit.
Me too. Robert has converted me to being a complete Applehead at home. And so I only use Windows when I'm working at my voc rehab job. And I will be darned if I can remember half of what I need to do in Word half the time because I'm moving fast and I'm just trying to get things done. Sure. You know, we all have huge caseloads. This app has helped me in so many ways to just remember, okay, I need to go to this section real quick and figure, oh, that's my keyboard shortcut. And it's helped me a little bit over time to remember them a little bit better. But it's so good to know that these notes are here right on my iPhone, which if I could use for everything, I would anyway. So, but
I'm with you on that. I have not even turned on my PC today because I said, well, I can do my email on it. My PC is almost 4 years old. Not quite. So, but it's, you know, it's showing signs of wear and I want to be gentle with it. So, you know, so I didn't put it on today, but thank you both. Thank you. I am so glad, you know, I must say in my traumatic way that it does warm the cockles of my heart.
Oh, it does, doesn't it?
You know, because I don't know, you know, who's, you know, someone said, oh, Lynette, maybe you shouldn't watch the stats daily. And, you know, you're kind of drawn to it. You know,
oh, sure.
Yeah, of course.
And it's not that this connect where I check the stats is the most accessible thing. But I've been able to glean basic information from it. And so, you know, I'm happy. The app is doing well, I have to say. Sometimes weller than others. But I also know when I was listening to the wonderful podcast you did with the developers, I listened and I thought, oh, they said it's a race to the bottom. I said, wait a minute.
Well, that's a real problem, honestly, with apps. Everyone seems to think they should be free or cost almost nothing. And there's no way that people who develop apps can survive on almost nothing because all have to pay rent and electricity and everything else. It's a real problem.
It really, thank you for saying that because I have gotten the question, not often, thankfully, but why didn't you make it free? And I said, well, I couldn't make any money that way.
It's true.
I at least would like to recoup my investment that I put out to pay my developer. But I tell you, it's moving faster than I thought. On some days, it's been incredible. 2 days in a row, I thought, oh my God, I sold that many. And I'm not greedy, folks. I'm happy if one sells.
One a day.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Like the vitamin.
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to say, it's like a multivitamin.
That's
just buy everyone buy one copy of this app every day.
Yes, yes, exactly. I'm not greedy, folks. Really, I'm thrilled. As a new app vendor, if you will, I'm just thrilled that it's out there in terms of selling the app. The Flying Blind, I've done that. Top Tech Tidbits for Thursday.
Good.
Yep. And I just took out an ad the other night. I'm not sure that it's been posted, but for Blind Bargains.
Oh, good.
I mean, it's definitely worth it, folks. I mean, really, you cannot beat $5.
Yeah, we didn't say that the app is $4.95 or...
Yes, yes.
In the... Obviously, in the iOS App Store, yes. And you can search for ML Word Tips.
You can even put in ML Word, and it will come up. I am so pleased that my app is the only app out of a billion apps where you can put in ML Word, and it up it pops.
Excellent.
That's pretty awesome.
Now, you can't just put in ML. Because I did put in ML and I saw a bunch of other apps that start with ML.
ML Word is the key.
Yes, yes.
And you mentioned, Allison, that you use it to quickly look up commands. It's really nice. As I see it, the app is laid out with lots of headings, so you can jump from heading to heading very quickly. Is that the primary way you suggest people navigate the app, Lynn?
Yes, it is. Kim? from Mystic Access, and she mentioned that she really likes it a lot because she can do that. She can skip ahead. I could have just written it in plain old text, you know, and not have to put really much markup at all, you know. But I thought, no, I want people to be able to move from heading to heading as I do when I'm, you know, moving around on web pages and that kind of thing. So I had the web in mind. And what's so cool is when I was making the app, you know, every single tip I would open up in the browser and, you know, move around and listen to it. And I have to tell you, Maria was my proofreader. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Maria. Because without her, who knows what this app might have looked like. But, you know, you're writing the thing and you just don't catch it all. You've got to remember to open the list and close the list and all of these types of things. And Maria got so good. She'd say, you know, Lynette, I don't know if you close that tag. It doesn't sound right. So I really depended on that.
So just a little bit about the process. It sounds like you all wrote the text, the HTML, and then gave that to Michael, who then turned essentially the whole thing into an app. Is that how it worked?
That was beautifully put, and that is exactly – I said that I created the content. He created the structure. I had to get a domain name and all of that and get onto iTunes Connect, and that's a whole other nightmare with in terms of accessibility or not. I learned a few things. I learned that Apple is with you, you know, up with the iTunes Connect. I had to actually register as a developer and go through all the steps and pay a fee and all of that kind of thing. But when I actually had a question, a developer question, I forget what the question was at this point, then I was handed off to the developer part of the thing. And I thought, okay, each website, it hasn't been a thing of beauty and a joy forever.
You're talking about the developer websites?
Yeah, all the iTunes Connect.
What is, for our listeners, what is iTunes Connect?
Well, for me, from what I understand, iTunes Connect is where we as developers sign up. We give, if the app is to be paid, we tell it is it a paid app? Is it a free app? Give our information, our banking information, all of that background goes into that. Name, address, phone number, you know, username, password, all of that goes there.
Are you accessing it on Windows or on your phone, or how do you access it?
Right now, it's funny you should ask, because there is a Connect app. The Connect app is how I find out what few stats I can, but I can also do that on my PC. I can do that. And I will tell you that I have been taking Mac training and hope to be getting a MacBook Pro sometime, hopefully in the near future.
We're going to bring you over to the light
yes,
side.
Yes, we will.
I'm going to leave that alone.
Allison, have you had any experience with iTunes Connect on the Mac?
I have not. While I am a registered developer, I mainly did it so that I could take advantage of beta testing. I haven't ever really gotten far enough and any kind of development process to get to the whole iTunes Connect phase of things. So unfortunately, I can't really speak comparatively to accessibility on the Mac side, but generally speaking, I would imagine that it's probably a little bit more accessible on the Mac side. That isn't always the case, but if you do get a chance to check it out once you get your MacBook Pro, it would be interesting to have a comparison.
I agree. I think it probably is. I mean, the first time I tried to register with iTunes Connect in Internet Explorer, I have several names for the thing, I had to call for help. And it turned, I called Apple Accessibility.
Mm-hmm.
And this person really didn't know, so they got a hold of someone else. And she said, oh, it works better with Firefox. And indeed it did. So, I mean, they would say, look for the submit button. Well, there was no submit button. the Internet Explorer could not find a submit button. Firefox found a button. It didn't say submit, but it said something like that. Bringing the ML WordTips app to fruition has been a serious learning experience from the ground up, from my sitting in front of my computer and saying, okay, I have to, you know, do this as a developer. I have to register. I have to do blah, blah, blah. I had to get a website, as I told you. I had to do every little piece. There's been something. It's been I want to say sort of positive. Sometimes it's been frustrating, but ultimately, you know, when I open up the app, or when I was able to, would you believe it? My beta has expired, so I have to purchase my own app, I think. So I'm going to do that.
Support yourself. That's what
Yes, exactly.
Make it up in volume.
Say again?
Make it up in volume.
Yeah.
So would you say, Lynn, that the way that you've gone about it, using a developer and providing the content yourself and doing all of the things you just described, fortunately, you've had lots of experience with all this technology, but is it viable at this point, in your opinion, for people who are blind who want to develop an app? Is it viable to go about it basically the way that you have? I mean, I hear the frustration and I hear their mm-hmm. everything's not perfectly accessible, but mm-hmm. but you did it.
Yes. Well, I mean, if you want a little bit of my philosophy, I would say yes. In bringing Michael on board, I invested in myself, or in Maria and I, or in Malin, or whatever, in our, you know, and I said, well, this is something I want to do. I want to share the notes that I've been giving out to my students for 20 years. I want to share them with the world. How can I do that? It doesn't matter how many hoops through which I have to jump. And yes, it was frustrating. I mean, it is the song, the road is long with many a winding turn. You know, my ultimate goal for myself would be that I would be able to create the app from start to finish. And that's why I was interested in what you were saying, Allison, about lynda.com. And I want to do the fundamentals of programming, I think you called it.
Yeah, that's where you need to start.
Exactly. I listened to the entire podcast with the programmers, and I'm not going to lie to you. It was daunting. It sounds almost insurmountable, but I guess everything is once you start. But I think I would love, this is my dream. You know, we spend so much time, I include myself, I spent a lot of time teaching people how to use Word and that sort of thing so that they could work for someone else. I would love to see more blind/visually impaired people become independent by creating more apps that are completely accessible if they have a mind to, you know? And that's a way to hopefully bring in some income, charge what you want, you know, or you don't charge anything if you just want to make a free thing. But at least you have, you know, you have a way of being a little independent. That whole I did it kind of thing. I mean, I can say, well, I created the content. I did have to have Michael, you know, put it into app form. But at least I can say I did, you know, the HTML part and the website part and all the other pieces, you know. So, I mean,
and that's huge.
Well, thank you. It's to me, it's another. I wish there were a school. I wish that there were a place where you, Allison, and I, and other folks who want to learn to program could learn to do that.
Or even a course.
A course. That's exactly what I mean.
That would be fantastic.
You know, folk rehab, or what is it, VR services and such, you know, sometimes they just don't think beyond their noses.
You know, it's true. It's true. You know,
they just think, okay, let's get them into a so-and-so job. How about now, having said that, they do have entrepreneurial pursuits. You have to have a business plan. You have to, you know, jump through a few hoops with that. And I thought, oh, I guess I can do that too. But gosh, this seemed a little simpler. Get a developer.
A lot simpler.
Right? You know, if you have the money, you pay a developer, you write the app, or you work with your developer to create an app, you put it in the app store. Oh my gosh, instant gratification. Okay, a few months.
One of the takeaways for me from our developer podcast was that the tools seem to be getting more and more accessible. I'm talking about Objective-C and the programming tools. And I think this is really new in the sense that only the later versions have been really accessible.
That's right.
It sure seems like this avenue is really worth exploring for blind people, visually impaired people who have this kind of interest. I just see this as a real door opening here for people to take advantage of.
That's where I'm going. You said it beautifully. That's what I'm, it's an avenue. And it's, you know, it's empowering. You know, you can say, how I have an app on the App Store or the Android market. That's my next conquest. For me, it was worth it. It's been interesting watching the climb, the ebb and flow, right, Maria, of the app. You know, and I have to put in again ML word tips because a friend listened and she said, Lynette, you didn't mention the name enough. So it's ML word tips, folks. If I may talk about the marketing side just for a bit, I mentioned some of the podcasts and that I've done, and I have some coming up, and I want to contact this other person and be on her podcast. You were on it. I listened. Less than or equal to.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
With Aline Sims.
Yes.
She's great.
Yes. And she's had other blind people on.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll throw my name into the hat, send my story, and if she's interested. I did listen to a podcast from the BBC, because I love the BBC documentaries. And they had one called Black Geeks or something, and it's Black Girls Code. And they're teaching young black girls to do just that. They start with robotics. They go on to programming, this kind of thing.
Excellent.
And it is. Thank you. And I, you know, in my own way, in our own way, my being black, Maria being Hispanic, I mean, we would like to show that it can be done by us too, you know.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You know, we can do it. And in the app, I think I did put that I'm black or African American. It's important to see that different faces out there and, you know, diverse, you know, the whole diversity thing. We're all about that.
Absolutely. I think it would be really good for you to explore the possibility of less than or equal. Aline just moved to the Relay FM network with her podcast, and I think that would really give you some good exposure.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I looked up her website and I got cold feet, believe it or not. I said, oh, should I or shouldn't I? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you should.
You should. She's so approachable and kind.
Okay.
Yeah.
She does sound, you know, she really does sound like a lovely lady. So I thank you. This has been a learning process for me in just getting myself out there, you know, and getting the app out there. It's so important. It's so everything you do. Once the app is done, you've got to promote it, you know?
Yeah, just, absolutely.
So far, it's, you know, it's, I have to think, okay, where can I do? Can I send it here? Where do I send it there? And what can I do?
You've always been a bit of a trailblazer. I mean, you trained people back when training was not the popular thing that it is now. You've always kind of, to me, been progressive in your approach to things. How did you get like that?
I'm interested. I am interested in so many things, and I'm interested in sharing. Someone brought up something I hadn't thought of in ages, and they're right. I put out a podcast on how to work with Excel. how to make a basic spreadsheet, you know? And I think I've actually slowed down a little bit. I don't know how it is that you think I'm a trailblazer. I thank you. It's just I'm interested in it, ergo somebody else must be interested in it too. So I'm going to put it out there and I'm going to see if anybody, you know, is, you know, I'll just put it out there, really.
Well, I think part of it is about having the courage to step out there and put it out there. And you do that.
I try to. I do. You know, these days it's so, and I thank you. I really do. I thank you for that. Maria, were you going to say something?
Yes, I was just going to say that Lynn, ever since I've known her, she's been able to speak to people and, you know, in general, she has the ability to teach and to get her point across. And this was just like another step for her.
I used to be able to.
and I think it's excellent. I just wanted to say also about the app that it's excellent for visually impaired people, but I'm also thinking of in the workplace. You know how much time
we talk about that.
It seems like it's, you don't waste much time with the mouse, but you have to take your hands away from the keyboard. So if you don't have to take your hands away from the keyboard, you should be able to be more productive having those. ML word tips, mm-hmm. Right there. You can just press, tap on the iPhone and get what you want instantly. You look at it and then you do it. And then after a while, it just becomes second nature.
Mm-hmm. I have a cousin and she's tethered to her mouth. Yeah. I mean, it's just all about being productive. It doesn't matter what you're doing, whether you're in audio or in word processing or whatever it might be, you know, it's just all about how can I, even in singing, Allison, I don't know how you do your music. How do you learn your music, for instance?
I learn by ear. I have to admit that I am one of these people who tried several times to learn Braille music. Mm-hmm. I never found it to be very effective.
Join the club. Hello, we're with you. We are with you.
And so I learn by ear. I get a good recording. I memorize. I sing and sing and sing until I have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly how I learn music. And these days, you know, there's the good old MP3 player or whatever.
Yep.
You're using everything on your phone. And you can just, you're right. I mean, you can just do it all on your phone.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, it's all about how can I get from point A to point B a little faster?
It is. And I want to thank you, Maria, for what you said, because it gave me a real idea. Tomorrow when I go to work, I'm going to send out an email to all of my sighted colleagues in my department and recommend that they grab a copy of this app.
I'm going to do the
same thing. It's called ML Word Tips. And the reason I'm going to do that is because if they do that and they learn some of these keyboard shortcuts, they will be a lot happier using Word. I would almost guarantee. And I'm going to try it as an experiment.
And we can't thank you enough.
You know what, folks? I tell you, that's where it's been for me. It's like, you know what? Can you just recommend it, folks? And I've not said this to anybody, but it's been a source of great hurt and great angst for me. But you think you have a circle of friends, you know, and you cannot rely on your friends to support you always in your endeavors the way you have supported them. And I've found that out, and it's been kind of painful. And all I've asked people to do is exactly, I tell you, you're going to bring like tears to my eyes. Because all I've asked people to do is, okay, get the app and show it around. That's all I've asked. You know, just show it to the people, you know, hey, my friend, you know, do you use Word? I've got an app for you. You want to maybe brush up your skills, or maybe you want to learn something new, that kind of thing. And, you know, and I said, wow. So it just goes, it showed me that I don't have a built-in promo base at all. and that for the most part, it's been really all on me and Maria, because Maria suggested Top Tech Tidbits, and then I thought of Blind Bargains, the classified ads, and various podcasts and things like that. But I do rely on word of mouth. And so if you do that little experiment, we're very grateful.
Yeah. And let us know how it works.
You can email me.
Sure will.
What do you make of that disappointment that friends haven't shown it around the way you'd hoped? Wonder what that's all about.
I have to tell you that, you know, when I think about it, I get very emotional.
Some of it might be envy.
Yes, it could be. I don't want to say that because, you know, but it could be. There could be. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to sound, I don't even know. I can't even, you see that it makes me stutter.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain. It's hard to explain. I've been extremely disappointed. And I've thought, well, I would purchase it. I purchase apps I don't even look at again. I bet that's both of you. You get an app, you think, oh, you know, well, I'm going to use it, blah, blah, blah. And maybe you use it, maybe you don't again. You know, but I don't think about the $2, $3, $4, $5 that I spend on an app. It's gone. I've got the app. I use it or not. Gone. Done.
Mm-hmm.
And if a friend told me, oh, my God, I would be on it while they're standing there. Or while
Absolutely.
They're talking to me,
yeah,
you know, and so that's, you know, it's
supporting.
It's been
all about supporting.
It's about support, and I
absolutely,
you know, so that's that. I don't make anything of it except that I've been highly disappointed. But then I look, you know, at my app sales, and I think, thank you. As I said, yeah. I'm happy if the app sells one. You know, and some people think, oh, because the app's only been out since the 13th of November.
Yeah. You know? Well, you know, that disappointment is interesting to me because years and years ago, when I was a doctoral student, I ran a little computer lab at the University of Florida where I trained people, blind and visually impaired people, to use the Apple II.
Okay.
And what I mostly experienced was a real feeling of disappointment that people just didn't jump on it like I did.
Yeah.
They didn't see the value in it. They didn't want to study the manuals. Like, well, if you can make this easy for me, I'll do it. But if I have to work at it, I don't really want to do it. And I was I was young then. I was in my late 20s, I guess, a graduate student. But that feeling of disappointment, not hopefully not in a judgmental way, but just a sadness of, wow, I wish people would just see how exciting this is, but I couldn't get that across somehow. And that's always stuck with me over the years.
And there you have it. I am so glad you said that because, you know, I think I had a bit of it in my 20 years of working. You know, where I would make notes for people. I would sit for hours. And then when each new version of the thing came out, let's, you know, not forget, folks, that some of us go back to Word 97, you know, all the way up to 2013 and beyond. I have to go over to Maria's new computer and look at her 2016.
I don't know if you can teach it, but I really would love for more people to see beyond the work that you put into it. What's beyond that is there can be some real benefit if you want to really try to level the employment and the educational playing field.
Absolutely.
You have to do it right now, at least as I see it, through really mastering this technology.
Agreed. There's nothing more I can say except we agree.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it really, I had a great antipathy or something towards the Mac because people were coming out and they were trying to say that those of us using Windows we're, you know, like we're like the low people. And I said, but wait, I can use both, folks.
Absolutely.
We can use both. We don't have to have animosity towards one. It took me a while to get over it. And I think of I think of the MacBook Pro as a big old iPhone.
Yeah.
Because it's just another device. You know, you use it this way. There are similarities, definitely, Vole space bar and all of this other stuff. Mm-hmm. And I've been enjoying it, actually. And I'm trying to – I'm in the same boat as my students, because when you don't have the actual device, you know, the thing, it's kind of difficult. I listen to the recordings. I listen, and I'm getting there with some of the commands and stuff. Thankfully, some are, you know, similar. But you just have to, as you're saying, you just have to work at it. Then I can say, you know, just like both of you, you use Windows at work, Mac at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to be able to use the Mac. I want to be able to edit on it. I want to be able to use text edit well. I listen to a YouTube video. I think it's a blind guy talking about how to edit text. That was my biggest thing.
Yeah. Where you'll be there in person? No time. It's not all that different, honestly.
Okay.
The commands are different, and there is some things to learn, but once you understand editing in general, it's not all that different, really.
I realize now that the cursor stops on the front and the back of the key of the character.
Yeah, and what's interesting about that, that's also how it works for a sighted person with Windows, but screen readers change that to try to make it easier for people, and I don't think that was really necessary.
I wish they wouldn't have, yeah.
I did not even know. Not being able to, you know, to see that cursor anymore, you know. Wow.
Yeah, you can change it on the Mac to make it make VoiceOver behave like a Windows screen reader, but I wouldn't recommend it. I learned to use it the way it was intended, honestly.
Ah, okay. All right, well, cool. I mean, I'm definitely trying. I mean, first I'm trying with my keyboard on the iPhone and to edit. And I've had some successful edits, so I'm getting there. You know, you're right. It's all about kind of wanting to learn and wanting to be productive no matter what you're using. And if you can show that you can, you know, after a while I can say, well, I'm kind of dual, folks. I do Windows and I do the Mac, and I'm okay. You know, and that just makes me more interesting, more productive, more versatile, more marketable. Should I, you know?
More employable.
More employable. Oh, when you name that horrible word.
Really, though, it's people who have that desire, that determination, that will, are the people who should be out there figuring out some way, if it's through lynda.com or other resources, should be getting on it now to learn to develop apps, because that's the future, I think.
It's huge. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely huge. And it doesn't have to be that only, you know, people who have vision can code. That is baloney. You had a guy on there who is, I believe he's totally blind. And he's doing it. You know, it just takes the will to want to, the will to learn.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You know, and I'm all about that. I'm learning all the time. You asked me about how I was a trailblazer and this and that. It's because I'm always learning something.
Well, partly it's because you have that passion.
That's where I was going. Yes. I have the passion. I do, I have to say.
It makes all the difference. Passion and motivation make the difference between, let's face it, a blind person who's sitting at home not doing anything and a blind person who's getting out there either employed or trying to find work.
Yes. And I could have, when I left my job, and this is 1 year since I left my job, I could have said, oh, well, I'm just going to, I've enjoyed life. You know, I enjoy doing all the fun things I'm doing and rehearsing and performing and blah, blah, blah. But I said, wait a minute, I have to find another, you know, I have to find another source of income too. And I said, well, I don't know. I call this passive teaching. You know, where I'm not sitting necessarily with a person saying, okay, folks, control B.
Right.
Five times. You know, many people have eye devices. The commissions for the blind are providing eye devices for people. You know, so I said, hey, you know, try it, Lynn. Just try it. See how it goes. jump in and you won't regret it. So I think that's, that's where my passion for, you know, and you see, I put a little bit of humor in. I cannot put out something that doesn't have a little humor in it.
Yeah, there is humor in the app, and
it's great.
It's just a nice way to work with words. So I would encourage everyone who's listening to this podcast to, if you do anything with Word or you want to do anything with Word, grab yourself a copy of this app. As Lynn said somewhere else, it's cheaper than a New York hamburger.
That's right. Thank you.
As we kind of wrap up here, because yes. I think we've covered the basics anyway, but is there anything, contact information, maybe anything else you want to leave people with, Lynn, at this point?
Certainly. And I folks can get in touch with me at techlynne, that's techlynne 46 at gmail.com.
Thank you very much, both you and Maria, for coming on and talking to us, not only about the app, but just about the philosophy of where things are headed and hopefully giving people some ideas. Thank you for that.
Yes, thank you both.
You are so welcome. Thank you. Thank you for having us, and thank you for allowing me to stutter and sputter out my philosophy.
Allison, if people want to get in touch with us, I can't remember how, but maybe you can.
Well, let's see. Let me dig into the old memory bank here. Yeah, if people want to get in touch with us, you can do so by sending an email to techdoctor@dr-carter.com. That's techdoctor@dr-carter.com. I'm on a bit of a winning streak here in terms of getting it right the first time.
Congratulations. You have accomplished a milestone.
That's it. Congrats, my dear.
All right, everybody. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Tech Doctor Podcast. Until next time, this is Robert, one of the Tech Doctors, saying so long for now.
And this is Allison, one of the Tech Doctors, saying bye, everyone.